I'd be well satisfied to just keep my seat and let Brother Junior come on. I'll try not to take much time. I love to hear my brother when God blesses him. And it doesn't matter if it's Brother Junior, Brother Terry, Brother Craig, or Brother John, or whoever it is. When God begins to bless, why, it's good, isn't it? And, I hope you'll pray for me that what few moments that I might stand before you, that God would bless me with just a few words, maybe, that would be an encouragement to those that are present here this morning. We find in God's Word where He says that faith is the evidence of things not seen and yet hoped for. And how do we receive faith? I believe that faith comes through the hearing of the Word. And so that is the preaching of the gospel, I believe. And if God would bless me for just a moment of time, why, I'd like to continue right where Brother Terry was there. When the children of Israel came up, God brought them out of Egypt, didn't He? And He brought them across the Red Sea, and He brought them right up to the border of Canaan. And brethren, I believe that that was a type of the church today, that it was a good land. Now there was some battles. There were some battles to be fought over there, but God fights our battles for us. And when He brought them up there, after everything that God had done for them, by bringing them out, He delivered them out of Egypt from the power of Pharaoh. The most mighty army upon the face of the earth at that time, and He delivered them without even drawing their sword. I believe that God Himself delivered them from Pharaoh's army. And but when He brought them up there to the border of Canaan, God chose out men to go across and to spy out that good land, and it was a wonderful land, it was fertile land, and I believe went over there, and they came back, it was so fruitful they had a pot of grapes. Now these are just my words, but that one pot of grapes was so great that it took two men to carry it. And they came back, God had showed them a waterproofful land that it was over there, and yet 10 out of the 12 brethren come back with an evil report, saying there was giants over there, and I will not be able to take them after God had already brought them out of Egypt, and he drowned Pharaoh's army there in the Red Sea, and they saw the bodies of the Egyptians there on the shore, and yet when they looked upon the Canaanites over there, and God had already promised Abraham's seed of that land, and they began to worry, didn't they? Yes. Sometimes, brethren, we began to worry, and we don't have anything to worry about. For God is our keeper, and He's our guide, and He'll take care of His own. I want you to know that. But there was two men. There was two men that went across that brought back a good report. Joshua and Caleb. I had to go and flowing with milk and honey, and they became so upset with their brethren that they brought back an evil report. They rent their garment and throw dust upon their head. Sometimes, brethren, when I begin to hear men get in the pulpit and tell about how hard this way is, brethren, I want to rent my garment too, brethren. Yeah, I know that we're not going to get through this life without some problems. We're not going to do it. There'll be trials and troubles along the way, but the victory is sure. The victory is sure. Jesus has done purchased that salvation for us. And what if we have to suffer a little bit down here? I believe that Apostle Paul said that distress of this present time is nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in the children of God. Brethren, if we don't bear the cross, how do we expect to wear the crown? Brethren, there will be a cross for each and every one of us. But Jesus is a burden bearer. Jesus is a burden bearer. He'll help us, brethren, all along the way. And these things must be. God, I believe, has a plan. He has a plan for the church. Now, you know, even when these people, they would have killed Moses and went back into Egypt. But God wouldn't let them, brethren. God wouldn't let them. God won't let his people go back. They won't go back. They won't go back. They can't go back. I cannot preach a salvation of where God saves a man's soul through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and then excludes him for works, brethren. He don't do that. If works could have saved us, we might have somewhat to trust in works. But I couldn't work myself into the kingdom of God. I had to be born into it. And the next man will too. And if he's born into it, he's born into it, then he's a child of God, isn't he? And I didn't always do the things that my parents wanted me to do, but they never did disown me, and God won't disown his either. Now, he might give us a whipping. When I was a little boy, if I did something that I knew I shouldn't do, a lot of times I got a whipping for it. But they didn't disown me, did they? My mother, she's been gone for 24 years now, I think it is. And I was sitting down here in the little church at South Shore. They were having their business meeting on Saturday, and I think they were getting ready to ordain someone. I can't remember. It's been a long time ago, but anyway, some people come in and somebody slipped up and told me somebody in the back wanted to see me. And I went back and they told me that my mother had passed away, and I just about hit the floor. I just stopped. I wasn't expecting that. Now, brothers, there's nobody like mother, is there? Nobody in this world like mother. One that cares for you, takes care of you. And, so I believe that I'll see her again, though. When I don't know how it'll be there. I believe that she's with Jesus. I believe that she's with Jesus. I really believe that. But I don't know if I'll know her as my mother there. But it won't matter. It won't matter, brother. I don't know if we'll have any memory of this present world, but it doesn't matter. God has fixed everything perfect. There'll be no pain and no suffering. So, brethren, that's what we can take courage in. God has fixed it just right. If I had to even consider planning a place for the children of God, I wouldn't even know where to start, brother. But God, He has fixed it all, and it'll be just perfect. It'll be just perfect. And so I want to go there, don't you? I want to go there more than I want life myself. Life itself, because I know that this whole body must die. But the Bible says that after death is the judgment. And we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, them. God has already judged us, sure, and is. Found us guilty, but there was one that pleaded our case. Thank God. There upon the cross of Calvary, I believe that Jesus died for the sins of everyone that would trust and believe in him. Look to him for salvation. Brethren, men may hold whatever doctrine they like on this earth. They can preach works all they want to, but in heaven there'll only be one. Jesus has done it.
That's right.
By grace, we'll walk the streets of gold. It'll not be for the good works we've done. I believe that the children of God will have good works. But these things, they're of God. I believe the brother mentioned that if God had just saved us and left us in this old natural state instead of giving us that spirit down in our heart, why, we'd have been back out there doing the things of the world in the next week. But it's not like it, brethren. What God done, why, He'll keep it. And He'll keep it.
He's able to keep that which I committed unto
Him. Yes. And if we haven't committed our lives unto Him, we've never been saved, brethren. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that do diligently seek Him. There's some diligence in the seeking, brethren. I've experienced that, and I'm sure that if you've been saved, that you have too. You didn't just come into the church house and decide by the natural mind to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Spirit of God that drawed us, because we were all opposed to God's will, seemed like, to start with. But I wanted to be saved, but I wanted to be saved in on my own terms. But brethren, the terms of the gospel, it will never change. God saves the same way now that He did when Jesus walked here upon the earth. And the little woman that the brother was preaching about, when she came and washed Jesus' feet with their tears and dried them with the hairs of her head, and he looked at that woman, and can you imagine this, brethren, for just a moment? Jesus looked at her and said, "Thy sins are forgiven. Go thy way. Go thy way. Go in peace," he told her. "Go in peace, brethren." We need to go in peace, brethren. We've got something down on the inside that can give us peace if we keep our mind upon that, the peace of God that dwells down in our heart. No matter what comes, brethren, whatever may happen, this old world, I may not last through the day. It might be destroyed with a nuclear explosion. We don't know. But whatever comes, brethren, we have this assurance. He said, "I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you." And when he's through with us here, he's gonna give us a home in heaven, everyone that believes. And a few years ago, I was traveling down in the mountains just about every week, going to church somewhere and going a long ways and trying to raise a family. And I was getting so tired. One Sunday afternoon, I was coming back from way down in the mountains, church somewhere, and I thought to myself, the way I'm going to wear this old body out.
It's all right.
The Lord said to me right then, He said, "As soon as you do, I'm going to give you a brand new one." I began to rejoice right there, brother. So we don't have to worry about it, brother. Soon as this old body's gone, God is going to give us a brand new one, and it'll never know pain. It'll never get tired, brother. It'll be energetic. Thank God forever. We'll praise Him through endless ages. And well, it won't be through endless ages. There ain't no end to it. We'll praise Him while the ages roll on. I need to put it like that. I like to be scripturally correct in what I say, because there won't be no end to it. And so you can't go through something if there's no end on the other side, can you? But it'll be forever and forever. Now, I'm going to get out of the way and let this brother come.